Blog Talk Radio.
Party people say, party people say, hey, it's a new day, it's a new day. Well, it's getting ready, everybody ready, yeah, for a new day, for a new day. Celebrate and say, hey, 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 hey.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. I'm so glad you're here today for our daily dose of MTC, mental toughness conditioning. Hello, Jim. How are you today, sir? Jim is always first here and ready to go. Hello, Jorik. This is the right time for you to get on the line. Let me give you your recognition, the validation that you're doing the right thing. I want to recognize you. This is the right time to get on the line. Hello, Sherry. How are you today? Right, so good. Just two. I usually say guys, and I see Sherry's on the line. You know, I talk about my tribe mostly being guys. You know, it's probably like 99% men, and so a lot of times I talk a lot of guy talk. I do recognize the fact there are a lot of very intelligent, driven women like Sherry who visit this Morning Connection a live video chat and the podcast that is on iTunes and Stitcher and Blog Talk Radio too. So I want to acknowledge you, too. Hello, Johnny, and hello, Dan. How are you guys doing today? You guys are ready to go. All right, this is good. This is good. I really like the energy here. I really appreciate it. Hello, Babu. How are you today? So good to have you here, too. So good to have you here. This is just our daily mental and emotional workout. Just two people, you and me, just talking about life. Hello, Jack. Good morning to you, sir. Really appreciate you being here today. It's like we got a lot of energy for our video chat. You know, I really appreciate all the feedback that I've been getting. Sending me those emails at skip@skiplacourcoaching.com, skip@skiplacourcoaching.com. Really appreciate the energy. As I go through my day. I'm working with people all during my day, my week. I think about my guys all the time, helping them get to the next level, getting clear on what they want. And so I take all that, this inspiration and all these life experiences, and I show up for you every single morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time, and I try to give you your daily burst, you know, of what I've learned as I go through this journey of life, because I am just like you, right? I need all this MTC, mental toughness conditioning, as I strive for higher and higher and higher levels of happiness and fulfillment and success and achievement too. Hello, Anthony. Hello, Armando, and hello, Ha. Got a lot of people here. Like I said, a lot of energy. Keep it up. Keep it up. I really appreciate that. You know, give me some feedback too. What is it about today's session? Hello, Kartike. Right? What is it that, why are you showing up here today? So I've been doing this, I don't know, about 65 days in a row. And now there's a lot of energy. You guys are jumping online. Are you guys getting just warmed up to what this is? MTC, mental toughness conditioning? Was it something that I wrote? The topic that drew you in? What is it about today that has you here and so lively and so chipper? Because whatever that is, I want to continue doing more of that. I want to really have an impact on your lives. And so you give me some feedback. This is for you. It's for you. It's for me, too. I love having to stay sharp and think about, you know, what, you know, I need to do to get better and better at what I do. And better and better at what I do is communicating to you, too, right? Hello, John. You're welcome, Anthony, for the shout-out. You know what? I want to reward you for taking the time to feed your mind, putting yourself through this mental and emotional workout, this MTC, because I'll tell you what, this is the key to everything in life. What we talk about every single day, it's the key, and you can't think about it too much. And even if you've already heard these topics before, you kind of intellectually know it. Two things. One, if you don't have everything you want in life to the level that you want, and it's okay to want more while you're appreciating what you've done, you know, there's more that you can do. It's probably taking these same thoughts, these concepts that I talk about, and taking them to higher and higher levels. And as you want more, applying it to different things. It's okay. It's okay, right? You know what? If you aren't doing it, and you're not experiencing the results in life that you really want, not that you're settling for, that you really want, then all of this insight, these distinctions, these stories, these metaphors, these analogies, these examples that I use to just trigger something in you to take you to the next level, right? It's all useful. Sometimes we don't know how something that's said to us, we don't know its impact. Sometimes it'll many, many months or maybe years later. I don't know about you, but have you heard something and you kind of thought you knew it, or in a positive, you know, you took it in, hey, I get that, and maybe you did at some level, and then like two or three later years you went, damn, oh man, this is that stuff I've been hearing all the time. I get it now. And I mean, you really got it. Or maybe something, if I say that, like, you know, kind of gets you a little defensive. Like, is he talking about me? Is he talking about me? No, there's a reason why I do what I do or whatever, right? Even though it's not serving you. And we sometimes through our mentors, we get some, you know, constructive criticism that doesn't feel good. And we want to do everything we can to resist it. And then 2 months later, 2 years later, we go, you know what? That was the greatest gift that I ever got. I mean, I wanted to reject it, but it's just what I needed. It took me 2 months or 2 years, but now I get it. I'm so thankful, right? You never know when you show up for this morning connection when you might get one of those subtle distinctions. You know, the strategies for success, they're all out there. If we're determined enough, we will find them, if we're determined enough, right? It's the subtleties. It's things that, you know, again, I use you by showing up. You're one of those 1 out of 10 that will invest this time and energy into yourself. You're that 1 out of 100, right? So even though the strategies are available to all 10 of us or all 100 of us, you know, a lot of times only that one of us understands all the subtleties and that can actually execute it and have that success really be created the way we really want it, right? So always keep looking for those subtleties, for those distinctions, even though you already know it, because I know there's a lot of things that I talk about that are just said in different ways, right? But until we have everything we want, let's keep on looking and let's enjoy the process of getting better and better and better, right? Right? And for those of you who don't know, I'm going to take the time. Our audience is growing. I appreciate you so much for making your comments below, because when you comment, I give you a shout out. I acknowledge you for being here. Your feed, your friends, your followers get to see what you're looking at. And so it's expanding. I really appreciate that. Those of you who share the feed with your followers on Periscope, I really appreciate all of that. And again, this is what we all need. This is what I need. And let's go on this journey together. But I want to introduce myself to those of you who are just coming on this feed for the first time. What's this all about? I think I saw this on my Instagram. I saw this on my Twitter. What the hell is this guy all about? What's he talking about? Well, my name is Skip LaCour, and I help ambitious men understand and execute effective leadership and influence skills so that they achieve their goals in life with more certainty and more confidence. You know, sometimes going along that journey, we kind of think we know what to do. If we just had more certainty and more confidence along the way, man, we'd be more likely to get up early in the morning and stay up late to really make it happen. I help men really create, really earn the lives that they really want, not settle the lives that they really want. And they get to spend the majority of their time with the people who they really want to be with. I see a lot of people on Facebook, they're talking about all the knuckleheads in their world, on their Facebook feeds and in their lives, and they spend a lot of time focusing on that. Well, I help men, you know, create a life where the vast majority of their time isn't with those people. It's the people they really want to be with. They want to love and connect, that play at their level of life and above. And just think, if you were to live a life like that, how awesome would that be? Well, stick around. You know, I'm going to spit out the strategies, some ideas to help you get there little by little by little. All right, so in my former life, so if you did a Google search on the Skip LaCour guy, you'll see tons and tons and tons of pictures of my bodybuilding career. I was a six-time national champion, drug-free bodybuilder, writer for the magazine. And I'll tell you one thing, when I used to write all the strategies of eating and training back when I was a bodybuilder, what I was most passionate about was this stuff. This motivation, this mental toughness conditioning is the rocket fuel behind any strategy that can ever get on a training or on a diet and nutrition. And I knew that a long time ago because, like, I see people succeed doing this diet or that diet. I see people succeed doing that training program or the other training program. And I realized right from the beginning, whereas other people were going, you know, oh, it must be this strategy. Well, this isn't working for me. Well, I'm on the right team. I eat this way. Or I'm on the right team. I train that way. And let's find all the science why those other people's training programs, their eating programs, aren't working. We have the science behind this. It, you know, none of that matters if you're not getting the results. You could just say you're on the right team, but aren't you doing it for results? I realize it's this MTC, mental toughness conditioning, that was the rocket fuel. That's what made me successful. And although I shared my experiences, I really emphasize this stuff. Now I get to do this full time as I help men, doctors, hedge fund brokers, professionals, and personal trainers. Who are great at what they do, they're just looking for strategies to have a bigger influence, a bigger impact on the people, and make more money. Because I don't care how great you are as a personal trainer, when you become 30, 40, or older, there's just not enough time in the day, or you're not going to get enough leads to sustain or create enough money. Well, you know, I guess it's all depending on you, to create the life that you really want. And there's a lot of people in fitness who come to me to look for the strategies on how to make the most out of their gifts, their talent, and this huge impact they have on people. So that's what I do all the time. So let's talk about today's topic. It's how to earn the respect from other people, how to earn that respect from other people, and why it's much easier and far more important than being liked. Now, I'll tell you something. The further you go along in your journey, the more you get clear on who you are, what you're all about, and what it is you want in life, you know, the impact of other people, it will diminish greatly, right? So I just want to tell you that you have it in your power who cares if people like you, how much they like you, and this and that. Now, again, I'm going to kind of clarify what that really means in the context that I'm saying it, but that impact you even thinking about will diminish the more you know who you are, what you're all about, where you're going, and how convinced you are on the step-by-step system that you have in place to make it happen, right? Respect. And again, I'm talking about this topic because, you know, as I learn more about being a better coach, a better teacher, a better mentor, a better big brother or father figure, I realize that, you know, along the way, I have become that 1 out of 10 or that 1 out of 100. I'm very grateful. I worked very hard. It didn't just happen. I just used, just like you're doing, whatever talents and gifts that you have, you've got to exploit them and use them to their fullest potential. Unused is just a waste, right? So I had to use my gifts. At the same time, I'm just like you. I've had a lot of challenges. Go to itsamatteroftrust.com. It's for my upcoming book, It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder. You get to learn a lot about me, what the mindset that helped me become that six-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder, and also what slowed me down in other areas of life. But really more importantly, besides having the challenges, it's what I did, the new mindset and actions that I had to adopt to break through to create the life of true fulfillment and true happiness that I have, and especially where I'm going. And not just achievement and saying, is this all there is? So check that out at itsamatteroftrust.com. And go to the passage sections to get a real glimpse of what I'm talking about. But our journey in life is to use all those God-given talents that you have, that you know you're great at, to exploit them, to use them to the fullest, right? Really highlight them, magnify them, get every ounce out of your talents, and at the same time, overcome the challenges that we all have, right? That's our journey. That's everybody's journey. And so I realized that, you know, my journey, a lot of it, I got a lot of help and coaching and mentoring, and I listened to this type a motivational material myself. It was helpful. The coaching, though, when someone gave me objectivity and perspective, I can't say that enough. That's what made the biggest difference, and it created, that using those talents, overcoming the challenges, it put it into overdrive. It really cut through all the BS and made it clear really quickly, and that's when my growth really, really started. And I realized it's through that tenacity, that grittiness, that I became that 1 out of 10 or that 1 out of 100. And sometimes I don't take a step back, and just because something doesn't challenge me doesn't mean it's not challenging a lot of you who want that same type of success, right? And so as I continually improve my skills as being a coach and mentor, it's to have that empathy. And I understand, right? To understand that for many of you being liked, and I think that we all, I think it's totally normal. It's just at what extent and what is it preventing you from doing? How much is it getting your way? But being liked is a big, important part of your journey. And it's something that if you haven't noticed, there's no rhyme or reason to it. It's just who you're exposed to and what they've been going through, that being liked. It's a real challenge to try to be liked, because you put that power in other people's hands. We are going to be right back with this Morning Connection podcast. Remember, you can watch me live presenting this motivational material, get you thinking about life every single morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on my Periscope channel. That's at Skip LaCour, SKIPLACOUR, or on my Facebook public profile page, and that's facebook.com/ Skip LaCour page, SKIPLACOUR PAGE. Remember, you can watch me live every single morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time, and get our daily connection that way too.
Are you interested in one-on-one coaching with Skip LaCour, but you aren't quite sure it's a good fit for you? That's totally understandable. Unless you've had one-on-one coaching in the past or have talked to someone in-depth who's had a great experience with coaching, it can be a real challenge to appreciate its full power and recognize the positive impact it will have on your life. You can get all of your questions about coaching answered by talking to Skip LaCour directly on the phone. Schedule a free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour directly about your current situation, the goals you want to achieve, and the challenges you believe are standing in your way. Skip works exclusively with men who are the most committed to their success. He'll gladly take the time to explain all of the benefits of his one-on-one coaching programs and determine if the two of you would be a good match moving forward into such a close, consistent, and intense working relationship. Schedule your free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour about one-on-one coaching right now by going to www.skiplacourcoaching.com/talk. Once again, that website address to schedule your free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour about one-on-one coaching is www.skiplacourcoaching.com/talk.
We are back with this Morning Connection podcast. As you're probably noticing, that's a real challenge to me. I guess it feels great when you do feel that somebody likes you, right? But it really, you can be the same great person, and when you focus on someone who doesn't like you, for whatever reasons, that's their journey, you know, it hits you in the gut. It takes you off track. That's what we don't want, right? And there's a better target to shoot for, and that's earning a person's respect. And what I mean by respect is, think about this. I mean, you know, I'll just take me for example. So here I am, I don't know, 65 days, right, doing this Morning Connection live video chat, doing a podcast. You know, I wake up every single morning. I do my best. What can I do to provide value in other people's lives? Right? I didn't know where it was going to go from 1 to 10 to 15 to 20. I really just had a desire to be productive, to be creative and help. You know, I made some adjustments along the way, found better strategies. You know, sometimes I endured big spikes in viewership. And I don't really know why that is, but you know, I'm looking for all the clues. I'm taking statistics. I'm constantly working to become better and better and better. Now, here's the thing is, right? I know there'll be people scrolling down, you know, their Periscope or their Facebook, and they go, who's this guy, right? And they might stay for 10 or 20 seconds, and they may not like me, right? You know, I'll tell you one thing, and from the comments like I've heard it, Skip, you're the Iron Man of the internet, right? Look, I can just like you, I can just work hard and continually try to improve and step up my game and learn from the things I do well and also learn from the things I do poorly and continually try to improve and just show up every single day as close to a 10 state as possible, right? Someone may not like me, like my style, like what I'm talking about, but you got to respect someone who's committed, who's enthusiastic, who won't let anything get in his way, who's tenacious as hell, as gritty as hell. Don't you agree with that? Now, this isn't about me. This is about you. Can't you just show that tenacity, grittiness, the constant evolution towards mastery, no matter how much you suck at the beginning, and figure it out? Come back when you don't feel like it. Just step up and show up even when you don't feel as creative or enthusiastic. What if you were to show that towards that mission, that goal that you created for life? How can somebody not respect you? That is totally in your hands. That is totally in your hands. And what's really more valuable, like does someone liking you or respecting you? And what's easier to get, something that you can totally control or putting in other people's hands? You know, you might look like, I don't know, that guy who beat him up back in fifth grade, and every time he looks at your face, he reminds that guy, right? His past experience, his journey, his values, if they don't line up, he's not going to like you, right? It's a very hard target, and sometimes you'll hit it, sometimes you won't. It's not in your control, right? Now, let me just tell you, when I say that, I don't mean just be you. And if people don't like it, then screw them, right? Well, you know, we have to check ourselves to see if the path that we've chosen, if it's effective, and look for clues, right? Is there a way to improve it? I've talked about with this morning connection very briefly, very lightly, about all the adjustments that I'm looking for to make. To make it better, all the adjustments I made in myself. Hell, one little thing that I just did today, an adjustment, just to let you know. I don't just say, well, I'm just going to keep on doing it. I'm not going to have any feedback at all or taking anybody's, whether they like it or not, at all, any feedback, right? Any of the statistics that are shown, why try to figure it out. I'm just going to keep on doing it, right? I'm not saying that. Right, but like one small adjustment I realize is that is, you know, I get up early in the morning, even a lot earlier than this, do my cardio, run around, jump in the shower, shave, so I can show up on time for you at 10 a.m., 7 a.m. Pacific. What I realized, I was cutting it too close, and what I realized is how blotchy my face would look, and then you know, if I wore a shirt where you could see my chest, is because I just got out of a hot shower just minutes before, right? And so. I made adjustments, like, you know, make sure I'm out of the shower a good hour before for this subtle things. I see, when you're a master at what you do, and that's part of how you earn respect, is you're always looking to take things to a higher and higher level. So when I say, you know, don't worry about being liked, that doesn't mean that you don't look for feedback and clues how you can get better and better and better. So Jerk's asking a question, would you consider respect from others more important than having self-confidence? Well, okay, more important, so they're not mutually exclusive, right? And again, it's words. Words usually don't have any specific meaning. It's what a person perceives those words to mean. Let me just talk about, you know, you need self-confidence. You need to have a belief in yourself that what you are doing to even gain that respect from other people, right? If you don't, self-confidence is doing, so Jerk, this is how I would, how I define the two, right? Is that, you know, self-confidence is doing things every single day, right? Every single day that impress the hell out of you. Not that you're looking around, do people like me? It's just that I know, like I said, you know, regardless of how this is well received, like, for example, my message, right? You know, you can be impressed that you're out there swinging all the time. And if that makes you feel good, that's self-confidence. Because then you'll continue swinging, you know, for the baseball analogy, keep swinging and keep going at it, and you'll eventually find a way. Self-confidence that you're impressing yourself with your grittiness, with your determination, you're finding a way to be grateful for your journey and what you're doing, that's self-confidence, right? And that's based on you impressing you, self-confidence, right? Self-esteem, right? So, and I'll talk more about, you know, how do you actually get that, right? So self-confidence is very important, right? That you got to impress yourself. And respect from other people, you know, how can they respect you if you don't respect yourself? A lot of times, you know, I see people, you know, on the internet, and they're thinking, well, who is this guy? Why do people like him? You know, a lot of times it's he loves himself. He loves what he's doing. He believes in what he's doing. He really sees the good in what he's doing far before other people may see it. That's what a leader is. And it's so infectious because there's so many people looking for leaders. If he believes in it, I'm going to believe in it, right? So self-confidence is very important to even start off getting that respect from other people. I think it's very rare. And this goes back to like a lot of people's definition of what being humble is and what it's not. And I have a lot of discussions about this with men. I think that if you're expecting to lay low, not really appreciate your talents, just keep on doing it, you know, and then someone's going to pull you aside and say, hey, Jort, you know, you must not understand this. You're an amazing guy with amazing talent to reach your world. I respect you so much. Right? If that happens, man, you should thank that guy, number one, for slapping you across the head so you start stepping up to your potential. But you probably should have done it 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Right? So if you don't respect yourself with self-confidence, it's going to be hard or very rare that someone respects you more than you respect yourself. So, you know, it's a lot of play on words, a lot of semantics. I hope that was helpful. But let's talk about, you know, how do you develop that real quickly? You know, how do you get on that path towards gaining respect to other people? And that self-confidence that Jordan talks about. Number one is, and this could be the most challenging thing, but when you figure it out, it sets the tone for everything else. It's to get that clear vision of who you are and where you want to be. What do you want to do with your life? Right? Sometimes that's a challenge. Signal went out on Periscope here, so I'm waiting. Sometimes it's a challenge to get clear on what it is you really want. You know, that's why getting a coach or a mentor can take you through a process to really get you in that state of mind, who you are, what you're all about, and if you could have it any way you wanted. I mean, those times when you're pumped up, maybe it's after a workout, maybe it's a good meal, maybe it's after something amazing happens to you and it makes you go, damn, I'm good. That's the time to really think about what you really want. And when you can get clear on it, you know, that's the first steps. Here's the other thing is that you get up, you don't just have this plan for your life, don't just have these ideas, you don't just tell people about what you're going to do. I mean, you get up every single day. People see you are just pounding away, making adjustments if necessary, but you're relentless, you're gritty. Again, those are things that you can control. And that puts a real substance behind goals and dreams and everything, that you're actually doing it. Whether you get it right or you go directly point A to point B, you know, sometimes that's not going to happen, but you can put in that effort. You can continually pound away. You can continually come back after setbacks. Again, that's what gains respect, and that's what people see. You know, learn from others, you know, who are doing things well that you want along the way too, right? If people earn that, have that respect, and they're being liked, right? You find that combination. There's people out there that you can really model their success if you look for it. There are clues. There are clues all around. You know, it's finding, how do we find that step-by-step system that we can totally believe in right from the beginning, and we can believe in every step along the way. I really believe that if people have that, if they can somehow manifest that or get themselves to believe that, would be so much more willing to work hard and work consistently, all right? So it's getting yourself in that state of mind. It's knowing who you really are and what you really want. Getting really clear. Constantly selling yourself, I can do this. Get some help with someone reminding you of who you are, what you're about, keeping you accountable. That's why I coach. That's why I have a coach. That's why I coach men. I also believe so much in coaching, because it doesn't matter how determined you are. There is a higher level that you can get there more effectively and efficiently in a shorter period of time if you employed that objectivity and perspective. with a coach who knows what they're doing, right? If your life is worth living, it's worth, you know, really cranking it up and going to the next level and getting there sooner rather than later. So someone to help you do all, those are all the things. You know, and I'll tell you, the more you're, you know, if your mind is so convinced of what you're doing, it's so clear on what you're doing, it's filled up with strategies on how to get there, and you believe in what you're doing, there is no room or there's not much of a need to worry about people liking you, right? There's no need. I mean, look to see if you're in the public, you know, for feedback like I talked about. But really, I mean, you're so filled up with your journey, your belief in yourself. How can they not respect that? And that's something that's totally in your control. Hey, send me an email, skip@skiplacourcoaching.com, skip@skiplacourcoaching.com. Tell me what you found most valuable about our time together or any of these Morning Connection live video chats. Tell me how it's helping you get more clarity, more confidence, getting you one step closer to reaching your goal. I want to hear about it, and I also want to expand upon what you're finding most valuable so I can help bring more of it to you every single day. Also, if you want to connect with me and you want some of this clarity and confidence, I make these random coaching calls through this Morning Connection. Go to skiplacourcoaching.com/MC. skiplacourcoaching.com/MC. Fill out the form. It's very simple. Your name, your phone number, and the biggest challenge that you're going through right now. Right? And I make these random coaching calls all throughout this Morning Connection whole theme. Maybe we'll talk for 10 minutes. Maybe I can just kind of look at your situation, help you just see just another avenue that maybe you never thought of, right? Maybe there's a meaning towards a challenge that you're going through that maybe you didn't quite look at it that way, and finding a new meaning may make all the difference in the world. All right, guys, have a great day. Have an outstanding day. Have an awesome day.